Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm not Carissa.
No, you're not. You're Nick.
I am.
You're back.
I am.
We missed last weekend. We missed you, buddy.
I missed you guys, too. I was, I'm not going to say that I was drowning.
You were indisposed.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Well, I didn't miss it because I was indisposed.
No. Of course you didn't miss it, because you hate me. You hate me, I know it.
That's just a secret.
Oh, okay.
That I don't tell anybody.
That's fine.
No, I was away last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Friday to Sunday.
Right.
I was up in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Very nice.
Nice
bit of country up there.
Yeah. For my to-be brother-in-law's bachelor party.
Mazel tov.
Yep. So we stayed in a house that we rented on a lake.
Right.
Got up there Friday afternoon. I was not sober.
Well, no.
Like,
of course not.
No. We got up there by 12:30, and
right.
It was a night. There was many whiskey shots had by me.
It was like me the last time I truly celebrated St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
I drove down to my brother's. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. As soon as I got there, he immediately opened some Yinglings, and we started drinking until like 3 o'clock the next morning.
That's kind of how it went.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a pool table.
Oh, nice.
There was a fire pit down on the dock.
Okay.
There was a dartboard.
Classic.
So we started making rules while playing pool. Where it was like, there was a light hanging over the pool table.
Okay.
And do you remember over top of the salad bar at like Pizza Hut's? That, like, lamp.
Oh, I know exactly the
like
thing.
Like, those hideous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I love those things.
So we started making a rule. Anyone who hits their head on Pizza Hut
right.
has to take a shot. And then it was if you scratch on the eight ball.
Right.
Which somehow I managed to do three games in a row.
Wow.
And then someone made up a rule, and I was like, they're like, you have to take a shot. I was like, but you don't really. And I was just like, what? Already taking it. So,
I would have made that scratching on the eight ball something like more intense. Like, you have to do a headstand beer bomb or something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead, it was like take a shot of Jameson or a shot of a Fireball.
Right.
We killed an entire handle of Fireball.
I haven't tried Fireball yet.
I hadn't either.
I'm not really into the spicy alcohol thing.
It tastes like cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm not really into cinnamon either.
The problem with it.
Right.
It does not taste like you're drinking booze at all.
Right.
But it's still, like, 80-proof whiskey. So,
that
you know.
Sucks.
Having, like, 13, from what I was told, I had at least 13 shots.
Right.
And then beers and other drinks. And we were supposed to get up Saturday morning to go whitewater rafting. Up on the Lehigh.
Hungover whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
Good. Good start.
Everybody but one person was able to go. I will give you one guess as to who the one person who was not able to go was.
Well, it wasn't you.
It was me.
Aww. Were you feeling sicky, icky?
I was, because I threw up right before we were getting ready to leave. I was like, I could not move off of couches, and like... I didn't drink that night. I had like a beer,
that sucks.
That was pretty much...
Oh, man.
Pretty much it.
I'll tell you who's been pushing beer a little more lately. My father-in-law, who you know, lifts weights.
Yes, he does.
Not professionally, but it looks like that he does. He's been pretty intense about it.
Yes.
But he has workout partners that come over after work, guys that he works with.
Nice.
He's got the gym in the basement of the house. And they've started doing once a week, one of the guys will pick up a random six-pack, and they will just down beers real quick and lift weights. I believe last time around it actually turned out to be 3 six-packs, and they all downed the beers real quick. And
nice.
Yeah, he sends me this picture of him standing next to his lateral bench press
okay.
thing, right? or military press or whatever.
Right.
It's got 300 pounds of weight on it, and he's got this big smile on his face, and his face is just beet red. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, drunk lifting things.
Yeah.
The always
things
fun.
Up, I put them down.
Right. My brother used to do a marathon at college. He would get drunk with one of his buddies. I think it was Drew, but anyway. They would go to the big courtyard in campus where there were a few dozen picnic tables.
Right.
And Ian would flip them over one after the other as fast as possible, and his friend would come back over and flip them back over as fast as possible, and cleaning up after themselves, being responsible about it.
Of course. So yeah, it was an interesting weekend.
Right.
Came home Sunday. They had the bridal shower.
Nice.
For my sister-in-law.
Nice.
So I didn't think I was going.
Yeah.
But Sarah just asked me to come just to kind of keep the girls entertained. My children. Yeah. Not, you know, the girls there. I was not the stripper for the bridal shower.
That could have gone bad.
Yeah. So when and. Picked them up, and I was, you know, I said I would be here to do the show Sunday night, and I was just like, oh, wait. I was like, you've had the kids all weekend, so...
Okay. I should probably,
I was like, I should probably stay home. Similar to when you were in San Francisco.
Right.
And we're just going to take the weekend off.
Right.
For this, and, you know, I also don't have a mic. I guess I could just use my earbuds.
I can give you one.
No, I mean for right now. I meant like if I ever wanted to do a show by myself.
You can do a show by yourself if you want to.
I don't know how to do levels.
I don't have anything against it. You have my blessing.
You have my blessings to do a terrible show that you don't know what you're doing.
So anyway.
So yes, you and Carissa took the wheel.
We went to the zoo last weekend, so it was actually a good weekend for her to step in because we had something to talk about.
Yeah,
which was great.
Wait, you and your wife had something to talk about,
right?
Imagine,
isn't that crazy?
Imagine that.
Right. But yeah, we took the little one to the zoo for the first time, Philadelphia Zoo. We're gonna keep going back, and actually, we decided to. We decided while we were still there to make a date night out of it as well.
Nice.
Just have like a date day and just go to the zoo on our own. We both like the zoo.
So at some point you're going to do that.
Right, at some point. Yeah.
Okay, that does make sense.
But it brought up, and I actually did a post about this on my site, about the whole, you know, having kids. Lets you relive things from your own childhood.
Yes.
To a certain extent. And that's kind of the gist of it, but, you know.
You also had another post that I read last night. I also shared it for you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Your new series.
Yes.
Called The Netflix Diaries.
The Netflix Diaries, yeah.
And you did it on Daredevil.
I did.
Which, yeah, already watched all of it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. So it took me like 3 days.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I started it on, it came out, what, last Friday?
Yes.
I think was it Monday? It was either Monday night. Yeah, I watched the first three Monday night because I was up. I had a post to write for Everyday Windshield.
Okay.
So I had to get that post written. So I was up. Sarah was asleep. The girls were in bed.
Right.
I was like, well, I was going to start it tomorrow. But
I think I'm going to
start it now.
Yeah.
So I was pretty much done it. By Thursday.
Right. So good.
I loved it.
D'Onofrio was just amazing.
I was trying to watch him, and I see him, and I picture his character from...
Full Metal Jacket?
No.
Okay.
But that's a good one.
Okay.
From Law & Order Criminal Intent. Because
that's
it's,
you
like,
know,
age-wise, it's...
I have not seen a single episode of that.
Okay.
It's the one D'Onofrio thing I haven't seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because in that, he was just this, like, I don't want to say weird, but he was just, like,
kind of really, socially awkward.
Yes, he was a socially awkward detective.
Yeah.
That, like, would use, like, psychology and that kind of stuff on suspects and stuff.
Right.
So I was kind of watching him, like, kind of through that lens.
Right.
And he seemed, like, it was kind of similar because his character, I thought at least, was also kind of socially awkward.
Right.
You know, like, you know, you watch him in the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ruin the series for anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like he's a bit socially awkward.
Right.
And you kind of, you know, get that through the series.
Still
the
dealing with childhood things, mm-hmm. you know. Very tormented.
Yes.
To a certain extent.
And I also kept waiting for Foggy to pull out a hockey stick.
Right.
Because it's Fulton Reed.
Right.
From the Mighty Ducks.
Yep.
And, crap, what's her name?
Her character's name is Karen.
Yeah, I kept waiting for her to turn into a vampire. Because it was
I've actually never
I've
never seen her before.
She was in True Blood.
I can't watch that shit. I can't do it. I can't watch...
What, are you afraid of vampires?
No.
That's so cute.
I'm disgusted by it. I really am. I am.
But you like zombies.
There are two vampire things that suit me, okay? Interview with a Vampire. Classic.
Okay.
Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise.
Of course, that's
Lestat
why you like it.
Lestat is amazing, right? Oh, I'm sorry, three things. There's also a book series called You Suck, which is a very, very silly, almost Kevin Smith,
okay.
if he was writing a vampire book story, right?
Okay.
If Kevin Smith was writing a book to make fun of Twilight, that's what it would be.
Okay. They did have a movie, and I'm pretty sure it was called You Suck.
I don't know if it was based off the same thing.
I mean, it
though.
Was. I'm pretty. It was something like.
I don't know. And also, naturally, Abe Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
Yep, I enjoyed that movie very much.
I love the book. It was actually it actually holds a very special place in my heart. When Carissa was working at the bookstore, when I first met her. The second time we ever talked, because the first time was to ask her for a job application. The second time I ever talked to her, I asked her for a book recommendation.
And that's what
and
she
that's
gave
the
you.
Book that she picked out, and I absolutely loved it, and then we fell in love and got married.
That is adorable.
Badoosh.
That's adorably sickening.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay, so
I can't do True Blood.
Well,
as much as I love Anna Paquin.
Yes.
Which I do love. I love me some.
Yeah.
I love me some Anna Paquin.
So, you know, I liked the people that they pulled from, like, other series.
Yes.
Into that.
Right.
So what's going to be your next Netflix series post?
I'm thinking about, like I was telling you before the podcast, I've been watching a lot of Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of episodes lately, so that there's three different shows of his that are on Netflix right now. And actually, it's good that you bring that up, because we're kind of circling back to the whole parenting thing. I've been watching mostly and rewatching episodes that he's done on places in the United States.
Okay.
Philadelphia, obviously. New York, South Carolina, Florida. He was in Atlanta.
Okay.
I think he did actually two episodes on each series.
Okay.
In Atlanta. And kind of taking notes and actually thinking about going on some little family road trips.
Okay.
And checking out the places that he recommends, because especially on... he has a series called The Layover.
Yeah, I know that.
Especially in that one, he likes to go to little places that you haven't really heard of.
Okay.
Places that aren't mentioned in travel guides, except for, like, maybe a little excerpt at the bottom of the page that you don't really pay attention to.
Right, yeah.
Some of the places are expensive, you know. A friend of his who's a chef, you know, he'll pop over to his place, something like that. But he also goes to really inexpensive, you know, classic places, you know, run by third generation immigrants, you know, that sort of thing. In Philadelphia, he spent a lot of time down in South Philly around the Italian market.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing. There's something called the American, what are the little fish that come in a can? Not tuna.
Anchovies?
No, not anchovies. The other one. Begins with an S. My God. I'm completely blanking.
Come out of a can?
Yeah. All right, but anyway. There's a little sandwich place that deals especially
sardines?
With sardines, yes. It's called the American Sardine Bar. And my dad and I love sardines. Always have. So the fact that there is a restaurant just about sardines,
right.
And they make some awesome sardine sandwiches, I hear.
I don't think I've ever had sardines in my life.
Really? Never had them on pizza? Never had them on a...
No.
You take sardines out, right? Make sure you buy the deboned ones. The ones that are pre-deboned.
Okay.
But you take those little things out, you slide them between two pieces of bread, a little mayo. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Amazing. Should wash them off first because they usually come out salty.
Well, right.
But anyway, so we're planning some family trips. You know, do maybe day trips, weekend trips, that sort of thing. Go down to places like D.C. Just think about Charleston, South Carolina, that sort
it's
of thing.
It's not really a weekend trip.
Well,
D.C.
Well, can be
D.C., yeah.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
I have done weekend trips in South Carolina.
Did you drive there?
With my family, years ago.
Did
yeah,
you drive?
We drove. Yeah. Took an RV.
It's a long drive.
It's pretty awesome. But those RV trips with my family are a completely different episode.
Yeah.
We drove to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And we did it over a two-day, like, drive.
Right.
I had all... We left on a Friday night.
Okay.
About... Our plan was to leave around 9 o'clock Friday night.
Okay.
Because I was working until 9.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave when I got done. Well, I got fired at 2.
Nice. That's a way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah. And they knew I was leaving for vacation.
Yeah.
And it was just like... It was just a whole thing that it's a... I shouldn't have been fired.
Right.
It's a bunch of BS what happened. So we picked up my sister. We actually drove my sister's car. I did.
Mm.
And we drove to Richmond, Virginia.
Right.
And we stayed at the shadiest, like, Comfort Inn ever.
Nice.
It was, like, I thought we were going to get murdered. But I made it to Richmond, Virginia in 4 hours. Which is... Yeah. And then we... Went the rest of the way the next morning, and it felt like forever.
Right.
But driving home, we did it in one day, and I was like, when are we getting out of this car?
Right.
Because we hit Virginia and D.C. right at the worst possible time. I mean, really, there's no good time to drive through there, except for the middle of the night.
Right.
The
last time we went down to South Carolina was for my oldest brother's wedding. And we didn't even go through. We skipped Baltimore. We skipped D.C. We went around the long way. We actually hit. We passed through the tip of West Virginia at one point.
We went
out.
You went west.
To like, yeah, we went out to Kutztown.
Okay.
And just went south and kind of wrapped around.
Okay.
Went around all that nonsense. Because it was also around Labor Day weekend, I think.
Okay.
That was more than a weekend trip. So that was for my brother's wedding. But yeah, we would pile into the RV Saturday morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We would drive down all day. My mom and dad would switch.
Right.
We'd stop like once or twice. Make it to Charleston by like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I guess.
That's
something
not
like that. And then we dropped my brother off at college. That's where he went to college.
Okay.
And we'd spend the night. And then the next day, we just kind of got up at like 6:30 in the morning, hung around the city, got to see all the sights, take pictures, that sort of thing.
And
left by like 3:30 in the afternoon. Made it back home by like 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. It was good.
Dude, but, I think doing a two-hour drive for a day trip is annoying.
It's not that bad. So I think my family specifically, we actually enjoy driving long distances. Like
I don't mind it either.
When I used to work at the pharmaceutical company, people would ask me how far my drive was. Like, 45 minutes. And they'd be like, "Ugh, that's ridiculous. I drive 45 minutes. Who does that? Drive 45 minutes to work?"
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. I don't know who you think you are.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, we did, I think it was a 3-hour drive down to Maryland last time we saw my brother. We went down to visit him. It actually ended up being like a 6-hour drive back, but that's because we got lost.
Of course.
A little bit. A little bit lost. I'm telling you, man, the road signs down there are crap.
Yeah, agreed. So we did, we've been to the Outer Banks once.
Okay.
That was before we had kids. I think Sarah was pregnant.
Okay.
Was she pregnant? Yeah, she was, because we did pictures on the beach.
Okay.
Did some, like, bump pictures.
There you
go. So we're there with our friends, and they have two small... They had two small kids.
Right.
One was 6 months. Yeah, one was 6 months, and the other was 3? Something like that. Maybe 4. And then their, like, aunt and uncle, and then their two teenage daughters. But we got down there, and, you know, it was good for, like, the 4 days we were there.
Right.
We had the whole... We were supposed to be there for a week. And then hurricane.
Nice.
So it's like, no, you don't have to leave. And then it was like 6 a.m. They're like, well, everyone get off. And it's one road.
Right.
For, like, we were on the northern side. And there's only one road out. So it was like all the islands. We were in Corolla, which is one of the furthest north.
Okay.
So you gotta go all the way down. And it was just a parking lot.
Nice.
Like, for whatever reason, they still had the road going in open.
Mm-hmm.
When it should have just been no one can come back in.
Right.
Make both lanes going out so people aren't just sitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were sitting on that road for a solid 2 hours. But, and, like, Virginia Beach was being evacuated as well. So, like, we hit that.
Yeah.
But, like, once we got off of the main road, like, and out to the regular roads to head back, it wasn't terrible for the drive. It probably took us, like, 7 or 8 hours to get home.
Right.
Our friends thought that it was going to be really bad going the way that we did.
Right.
So, they were like, oh, just go west and we'll head up, like, 95 through D.C., They got home 4 hours after us.
Yeah, no. 95 through D.C. is terrible.
Yeah, and they had kids with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what ended up taking us 6 hours. Because I started to get a little lost. And I was like, all right, I see signs for 95. I know 95.
Yeah.
It may take us a little while longer, but I know 95. And then, yeah, 6 hours later.
Yeah.
So I've actually got two funny stories for you. So, went over to Italy at one point to visit my brother while he was living over there.
Nice.
My brother and his wife. My sister-in-law, I think at the time, was 6 months pregnant.
Okay.
And so we were in northern Italy, and we decided to drive through the Alps to go to, is it Switzerland?
I don't know.
Austria. We went to Austria for a little bit. For some reason, I think it's because they, just for traffic control, through the there's one toll booth going through the Alps, right? And I guess for traffic control, because it's such a popular road, there's a red light.
Okay.
And this is on the Autobahn, okay? Or Autostrasse, or wherever you're from, whichever you call it. And so this red light was 3.5 hours long in the middle of June in Italy.
That's insane.
Just sitting out on this ridiculous stretch of road, And my brother, like, my brother just turned the car off. I'm like, what did you turn the car off for? You know it's going to get super hot, right? It's like, yeah, but if I leave the car running until this light's over, we're going to run.
3.5 hours sitting at one light.
3.5 hours. It was hot as balls.
Yeah.
My poor sister-in-law, 6 months pregnant, felt so bad. But so, another Netflix series that I love watching. Top Gear. Love watching
right.
Top Gear.
Well, they kicked off.
We'll see how that goes, yeah. But, so I'm watching the latest series that they just uploaded, which has one of their specials in Myanmar.
Okay.
Now, Burma, right?
Yes.
They just opened up their borders. Their new president was just like, yeah, everybody come in. We're cool now. We can let people in. We don't have to be, yeah. We don't have to be so staunchy, you know. So they invested a lot of money in their infrastructure because okay. they are actually quite a wealthy country, it turns out, despite there being lots of poor places.
Right.
So they invested in the highway that runs through a particular stretch of the country going okay. into the capital city. Two sides, right? One going in, one coming out.
Right.
Both sides have 10 lanes each. Okay.
That's amazing.
There is not enough traffic in all of Burma to take up 10 lanes. It was almost completely vacant. It looked like they were just driving through a parking lot that just had lines going continuously.
That's nuts.
But it's their plan. It's like that, okay, so the problem that like London and New York and places like that are facing is that they're super popular, but they don't have enough
yeah.
roads. The roads aren't big enough. The traffic is terrible.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take care of that now when there's nobody here. And then when they do come, we'll be okay.
Well, I mean, you know, traffic is awful here at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere you go, so that makes sense.
Pretty much.
So I have to, tomorrow
okay.
morning before work, take Sophia to the dermatologist.
Yay, dermatology.
She has these bumps. They're called, I can't pronounce it very well.
Okay.
It's molluscum contagiosum. Contagiosum.
Yeah, molluscum contagiosum. Yeah.
There's these really small bumps that kind of pop up, but
right.
like it starts with like one or two, but then like if you scratch them and then scratch somewhere else, they'll spread.
Right.
So like they start on like her shoulders, a little bit on her back.
Yeah.
And now it's just like on her thighs, and
right.
it's like they're getting bad.
It'll pretty much get everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to take her there, and then one of the treatments, one they can scrape them off, which
sounds awesome.
Yeah. They can also freeze them with
okay.
Was it nitrous?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
There's also somewhere they can give you like a cream that will,
yeah.
like a medicated
a
cream.
A salve.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Right, right.
So, it's just, Sarah's going to be at work, so it's just going to be me taking her, and I'm like, my mom was like, you know when they freeze? I'm like, that's painful.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, it's going to be terrible.
Strap her down, man.
Like, is she going to be able to go to... Like, I'm planning on going to work after like, taking her to daycare. So,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to take that day off.
I might.
Just, if not for her physical recovery, then her mental recovery.
Because yeah.
it's going to be freaky, you know.
I know.
It's basically going to be like, because they're so all over and they're in a lot of sensitive places, it's basically going to be like she's sitting for like a 4-hour tattoo.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
That's why, I mean, I don't know if we're just going in to get an evaluation.
Right.
Or
that's true.
So,
that's true. We'll see what happens. And you know what? They may want to do a little bit at a time instead of all of it at once
yeah.
as well. And then she may just have to wear gloves so that she doesn't spread it or something.
Like
you
before
know?
The pediatrician was like use like Lotrimin.
Right.
And it actually got worse.
Wow,
I think it's a coincidence. But, I mean, you know, I'm hoping that there's just, like, a medicated cream that they can give us
yeah.
just to put it on.
Yeah.
Like, would they, like, just, like, put it on and then, like, you know, wrap it?
Or something, yeah.
You know,
a plastic
so,
wrap on it or something like that. Yeah.
I was thinking more of, like, a bandage, but...
Or a bandage. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it's a... Like I said, it, you know, when you're talking about skin stuff,
Yeah.
There's actually a lot of stuff that tattoo artists use now that have started kind of becoming adopted by dermatologists.
Okay.
So for instance, for a fresh tattoo, you can either put a bandage on it and then wrap it.
Right.
Or to let it, to cut it off from airborne anything even more. So you rub it down with the A&D ointment and right. then just plastic wrap that shit.
I have seen
that. And it actually heal a lot better. So you never know.
That's a good point. I mean, we'll kind of see.
Yeah.
I mean, I said to Sarah, I was like, well, I know that, you know, you're going into work, and I was going to take her. I was like, but I don't know if it makes sense for both of us to go, because if they're going to treat it and it's going to be painful, you know, maybe the comforter might be good if we're both there.
Right.
But, like, for whatever reason, anytime they have to get something, her or Maddie have to get, like, something painful done, mm-hmm. you know who's holding them and who's there? It's been me.
Right. Like, exactly. Yeah. yeah, Emma gets freaked out by our pediatrician a little bit. Like, he's the nicest guy ever, and she used to be super cool, but for some reason, ever since he's had to start checking her ears, you know, for ear infection stuff,
right.
she just doesn't trust him. She'll start kind of freaking out as soon as he comes in the room. So now it's like, we don't even put her on the table.
Right. Yeah, like, so if you got her ears pierced?
Right.
Right after her first birthday?
Right.
And so I'm the one holding her still?
Naturally.
And it's like I have my arm, like, over her head. Like, that shit, you know, when their babies, you have to go get them, like, blood drawn or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was me. So, you know, shots, I have to hold them.
I was there for shots. Quick shout out to Artisans Gallery Cafe, which we're currently sitting in. Sorry about the noise.
Yes, that is
got a
espresso.
Got to grind that coffee or whatever that is. If we have the espresso machine on.
I don't know.
I tried the cappuccino, and I think it's traditional cappuccino, and I don't like it. So, unfortunately, I may get something else before I leave. I will see. But yeah, major thanks for them letting us record here and everything like that.
As always, it's always nice. To
and as always, check us out on Twitter at PBDadcast. Shout at us.
On Facebook. Facebook.com/PopAndBottlesDadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And on our website, which needs to get updated, right. PopAndBottlesDadcast.com. We have just not been the best lately with that. It just feels like we have so many other things going on.
It's
that
so busy. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a little crazy.
It needs TLC, and we say it every week.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We will. There. We definitely will.
One of these days, someday it will happen. Where one of us is going to be sitting around and will actually not have anything to do. Yep. Kids will be asleep. Wife will be asleep or busy doing whatever she's doing. We'll have already finished whatever we were doing for our own sites, you know. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Opportunity presents itself. Yep. And then ice cream. But, you know.
Yes, ice cream first. Site second. Well, I mean, we'll have some... some new blog spot
absolutely
coming soon.
Yeah, we've had some emails over the past couple of months.
Yeah. Did we still have a stock of some from the first round that we didn't
run? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we got plenty of awesome people.
We did tease this announcement the last time we were here.
Okay.
About Sesame Place.
That's right, Sesame Place. Yeah,
we did talk, and we don't have a date.
Not yet.
But we are going to be heading down to Sesame Place.
Oh yeah.
Be having some folks. I believe their VP of operations is going to talk to us. They have their 35th birthday that they've been celebrating this entire year.
So excited. I hope we can meet Big Bird.
Yes.
I hope.
Not sure if we're going to get permissions to get some video with some characters or not.
Probably not. We'll definitely be able to get some.
We can get some photos. We'll get photos.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're gonna try.
Yeah.
So we have a pretty busy rest of April and May. So the plan was at some point in June,
mm-hmm.
we'd head down there.
It may not be live. We may just go down, do a recording,
right,
and then talk about it on that weekend's episode.
Yep.
Not sure yet.
Yeah, we'll see what we can work it up.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And we're working on some... Working on some guests. One that we really, 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 really want to get. I don't know if it'll happen. I'm not going to say who.
Right. Don't tease them too much.
No. It would just be... It'd be pretty cool if it were to happen. But, we'll see.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we may not be big time enough.
Right. But fingers crossed.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Definitely.
speaking of Netflix series, actually bringing this up again, because before I watched Daredevil, I started binging on Louie.
It's a good show.
I had not seen any of it up until this point, but I had heard about it.
Yeah.
He does a lot, talks a lot about his kids.
He does.
You know. And what's funny is I've watched a couple of his specials, and I actually didn't like it. I didn't like his specials.
His stand-up specials?
I never really liked his comedy. For some reason, I'll listen to the first couple of minutes and, you know, it's funny. But I completely get distracted and, you know, with something else.
Right.
But watching the show kind of gives you more of a context for his personality.
Yeah.
And the stories that he tells and that sort of thing. I really like it.
Yeah, I enjoy his specials.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've always liked him. I mean, going back to his previous show, he had an HBO special series for 1 year.
I didn't know that.
That they canceled. It was called Lucky Louie.
Okay.
And it was just like, not Ed Norton, Jim Norton.
Okay.
The comedian Jim Norton was on it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yep. I know. Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, that show, we loved that show. And they didn't bring it back after a season. And that then, sucks. I mean, it's different than what Louie is.
Right.
Because
he does pretty much, I don't want to say 90% of the work, but...
Yeah.
I mean, he writes the whole thing. He directs most of it. I was actually looking up all the work that he puts into it. He's the primary editor.
Yeah.
Right? He also, because he does, there's segments of him doing stand-up throughout each series, right? So, he does 2 hours separately.
Right.
Of brand new material, which, when you're a comedian, coming up with a whole hour of material is really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he comes up with 2 separate hours just for the show, and then a whole new hour of material for when he's on tour, when he's not filming the show. Like, so much work goes into it, which is probably why it's so awesome.
Did you see, I don't remember where he talked about it, but about he doesn't want his kids to grow up like being spoiled or weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so he was just in the news. Yeah.
So instead of, like, he has a car that takes him to work.
Yeah, he gets shuttled to work in a Mercedes.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I could have him go on that, but... He's like, that I earned it.
Yeah, exactly.
My driver's going to sit there. He's going to wait for me until after you get on the bus
right.
and you go to school, like a normal kid would. And that's cool.
Yeah.
You don't want your kids to be spoiled, or
exactly.
You know, so
yeah, that's something that that we've talked about a couple of times because I'm a human. I play the lottery.
Yeah.
So there are times when especially the first time that I ever bought a lottery ticket. While I was with Carissa. And, we sat down and had that conversation. We're like, what if you get $47 million?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Well, what are we going to do? what kind of school is Emma going to go to? Like, that sort of thing. Like, and honestly, I think about having a huge house with a ton of cars and stuff like that. But it really doesn't suit me.
No.
When I really sit down and think about it, it's like, why have a house with 14 rooms when I'm only realistically going to spend time in, like, 3 of them,
Exactly.
So, we'd still have, a regular size house.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a nice car.
Of course.
Or two,
Yeah.
It's because I feel like it.
I mean, yeah. It's kind of how it goes.
Yeah. I grew up, I guess, lower middle class, you could call it.
So, as did I.
I think I'd still be humble.
You would hope so. You would hope so.
I would probably end up with some ridiculous Sean Connery mansion. I have a collection of Lamborghinis or something like that.
It's going to happen when we blow up.
Exactly, yes.
Which is totally not going to happen.
We're going to have a special Poppin' Bottles Dadcast Lamborghini.
Yes, that we record the show from in.
Exactly.
Because it'll have Wi-Fi inside.
Actually, you'll be in yours, and I'll sit in mine, and we'll just park next to each other.
And we won't even look at each other. We'll just look straight ahead.
Exactly, and my butler will hold a tray between our two windows with a microphone on it, you know, while my audio guy is in a Mercedes AMG van.
It'll kind of be like Top Gear.
Right. It'll be like a Top Gear podcast.
Yeah, except we're parked.
Yeah, we're parked. We don't move anywhere. Actually, the last sound that you hear every episode is us burning out. There we go.
There's an idea.
Let's call it Clarkson. He's not doing anything anymore, right?
Exactly. He can get the cars for us, can't he?
BBC may hate him, but the brands still love him.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. That would be awesome.
It would. All right. Well, I think that's it. I think that's it.
For this week.
It is.
Yeah.
We're going to finish up. We're going to record a quick video.
Right.
Which I will then edit.
Maybe next week we'll actually talk about parenting. You know.
We kind of did.
we don't only have
to talk about parenting.
Nah,
this is whatever we want to talk about.
This is a relaxing show. We need one of these every once in a while.
Yes.
We just kind of hang out.
Yeah.
It's nice.
We need to start getting our friends on again.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I got a thing so that we can record Skype calls, by the way. We'll talk about it after.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
It's got an awesome little device thingy.
Fantastic. Anyway.
All right. Well, from Pahonixville, Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's Ben.
Hope you guys have a nice week.
Yes. Peace out.